independent in thought and punk rock in life. It's the Chad Benson Show.
Immediately upon that individual scene, the officer, he literally dove onto the ground and was taken into custody. And as he was taken into custody, he yelled out, Ali Akbar.
Ali Ali Oxenfrey is what he yelled out. Allah Snack Bar is over there. Horrible but true, 39-year-old Corey Ali Muhammad killed three people today in Fresno. By the way, hates Whitey as well. That right there, Police Chief Jerry Dyer. He was taken into custody. It's been a crazy day of people taken into custody and or people no longer with us because they have chose to self-assassinate themselves. And we'll get to that in a moment. Just a little while ago in Fresno, though, a 40-year-old clown, decided that he hates the government, he hates white people, and he decided it was the best thing to do was to go down and shoot three people, having already been wanted for killing somebody last week at a Motel 6.
Too early to say whether or not this involves terrorism. Certainly by the statement that was made, it could give that indication. However, there was no statement made on Thursday night when he shot a security guard and killed him.
You don't know what it is, right? You don't know. Is it terrorism? It's not terrorism. It's another horrible day. It's what it is. Three people minding their own business, doing their thing. What happens? You get this person who's angry and pissed off at the world, eerily similar to what took place the other day, maybe for different reasons, still angry at the world, still pissed off at the world. Maybe this guy was inspired, or maybe he's just pissed off at Whitey and the government. You don't really know, but definitely angry.
And we looked at his Facebook. We know that he has some posts that says that he does not like white people. And also on that post that he has expressed some anti-government sentiments.
Well, he'll be sitting the rest of his life as a ward of the state, which means you're a ward of the government, which means through our good graces as taxpayers in the state of California that we'll be keeping his ass alive for a long time. Ali Ali Snack Bar that. God, that's horrible. We move from there to Cleveland. Obviously, what took place the other day was horrific. It was horrible. It was an absolute disgusting, disgusting, senseless act of violence with Steve Stevens walking up to a 74-year-old man in between getting, you know, ready for his Easter dinner with his children. I guess he had like six kids, 14 grandkids. He's out collecting cans, retired man, Mr. Goodwin. And all of a sudden, Mr. Steven rolls in, bam, 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 you know, puts it on Facebook because that's what you do nowadays, right? You broadcast to the world what an absolutely horrific human being you are. And well, today it came to an end.
Pennsylvania State Police officers received a tip that the vehicle that we were looking for, the white Ford Fusion, was in a McDonald's parking lot near Erie, PA. The vehicle fled from that area. There was a short pursuit in which the vehicle was stopped. As the officers approached that vehicle, Steve Stevens took his own life.
There you go. Steve Stevens, a coward, horrible individual, dead. Now, Mr. Goodwin's daughter said today while she was making the arrangements for the funeral, said, I only wish he would have died in a hail of 100 bullets. I got no problem with that. I don't. I got zero problems with something like that. You're angry. You're pissed. As a person who is a neutral, if you will, somebody who doesn't have skin in the game, somebody who didn't know Mr. Goodwin or Mr. Stevens, somebody who's just looking at this observationally, I want to know why he snapped. I want to know why did he snap. I do. I think it's fair to ask a question like that.
We would prefer that it had not ended this way because there are a lot of questions, I'm sure, that not only the family but the city in general would have had for Steve as to why this transpired.
It's a question, right? Often, yeah, we last week, we had the shooting in San Bernardino where the guy walked in and he shot his then girlfriend or wife or whatever of like 6 or 8 weeks. When did it happen? Where was the snapping? How did you get to that point that you snapped? How did you get to that point where you decided, boom, I need to do something about this. Where did it go? You see people who do stuff, right? The spree killers, people like, where does it happen? When is the tipping point? Do people see it coming? How do you arrive at that point where it's best for me to go out and shoot somebody senselessly? He even talked about it the day before in his little post about snapping.
But see, the thing is, man, I'm 37, and all my f***ing life, man, I just always been a f***ing monster, man. Always had to prove myself, you know, always had to fucking take the butts of people's jokes.
Okay, so, but the butts of people's jokes should make you snap. Now, you did blame your girlfriend, Joy Lang, who to this, so far, she has come out and said nothing. She gave a statement, said he was a nice guy, he was a generous guy, people liked him, loved her kids, you know, treated her right. People are coming out and saying, you know, you're getting different reports that he is a kid, he tortured animals, and other reports are coming out saying that he, you know, there was some sort of love triangle, this, that, and the other. I don't know any of that stuff. What I do know is at some point in time, a person on Saturday, or on Sunday, decided it was going to change for him, and he blamed it all on her.
Just killing this man, you know, and all because of this bitch named Joy Lang. You know, she put me in my pushing point, man. You know, I was living over there with her. I just woke up Friday. I just couldn't take it no more, man. I just left. And, yeah, here I am, massacring my We call today today is the Easter Sunday Joy Lang massacre.
Well, don't know. But what causes somebody to lose it? What causes somebody? Is it something that's in their DNA? Is it something how their brain is wired? What causes somebody to get to that point where it overflows? And they do this. Here was a guy that everybody said was gentle. I mean, people are coming out now. It's always, you know, it's Monday morning quarterback about the neighbor, right? Well, you know, nobody screams it for 6 years before it happens. Very rarely. It's Monday morning quarterback. Were there signs? Apparently he ran into his mother, and his mother said some weird stuff like, you know, were there signs? It sounds like there was some signs. Why didn't anybody know? What was the moment in time where he decided, I'm picking up a gun, I'm going to drive down the street, I'm going to find somebody, and to show her my anger, I'm going to shoot a human being? What caused this guy in Fresno to do that today? Was it terrorism? Sounds like there's a possibility of terrorism, but he also had a lot of ranting and ravings, anti-government, you know, hate Whitey. Come on, we all hate Whitey. Whitey's always causing trouble. I've yet to meet Whitey that doesn't cause trouble. But was he inspired by ISIS? I don't know. Something happened. Something took a human being, and somewhere in their mind, they thought, this is it. You know, drug dealers and the wars that you see, it's about money. It's about turf. It's about business. Somebody who walks into a room and kills somebody for no reason whatsoever, that's the hardest thing of all. Why did you do it? When did you snap? What made you do it? We're never going to know, at least from Steve Stevens. Sad but true. The Chad Benson Show Facebook, at Chad Benson Show Twitter, CHAD. BENSON, chat at ChadBensonShow.com. You can text the program as well, 323-538-2423, 323-538-2423. I love my car. People laugh at my car. Betsy the Blue Ranger, I love her. Jack and I named her. I named her Betsy. She needed to be the Blue Ranger. I don't want a car payment. I don't. But you know what? I want peace of mind. I want to know that my car has a little bit of something behind it just in case the engine dies, just in case the transmission goes out. So I did the smart thing. I got extended coverage from carshield.com. Now, we all know what a new engine costs. We all know what transmissions cost, thousands upon thousands of dollars. And a lot of us out there, well, you know what? We like the cars we have. And $200, $300, $400, $500, $600 a month for a new car payment, maybe not right now. So what do? You're getting worried because it's getting close to warranty and you don't want another car payment. Well, do what I did. Go to carshield.com, sign yourself up, and find out what it's like to be taken care of peace of mind-wise. Let's just say, for the sake of argument, we'll paint a picture here. Your car breaks down. What do you do? First, with CarShield, you have 24/7 roadside assistance, meaning They can pick you up. You get a rental car while your car waits. Now, they're not going to take it to their mechanic. You get to pick your mechanic, whether it's the dealership or your favorite mechanic, and they'll take care of the rest. They'll even pay them. You don't even have to wait for the check in the mail. If your car is 3 to 12 years old, doesn't mean you have to pay high repair bills. CarShield's administrators paid about $2 billion in claims, and they're ready to help you. Save yourself thousands of potential car repairs. Get covered by the ultimate extended vehicle service protection before it's too late. Call 800-856-1441 and mention code Benson. That's me. Or visit CarShield.com. Use code Benson to save 10%. That's CarShield.com. Code Benson. A deductible may apply to some plans. Oh, so much stuff to get to today. We're just getting started. We have so much stuff. We got a big race going on at Atlanta. Tell you about that. Why it does matter. Taxes, taxes, taxes. You do your taxes. Trump is telling you we're buying American and we're high in American. Alex Jones. This is why you do your homework, kids. It's the Chad Benson Show.
Feeling confused? No worries. That's why he's here. This is the Chad Benson Show.
We have a lot of work, and we will keep doing all we can to prevent tragedies like this from happening.
That's Mark Zuckerberg. That was me touching the button too fast. That's Mark Zuckerberg right there. Premature articulation. Sometimes I do it. My eyesight's not as great, and sometimes I get a little too close to the screen. Mark, you couldn't have prevented this tragedy. Nowhere is there anything on Facebook that says, you know, hey, somebody's going to murder somebody. Do I have a sign to or something to stop that? No. And you have algorithms, right? Your algorithms do the best they possibly can to weed out all the craziness and the lunacy, the nudity, stuff like that. But when it comes to other things, it's a tough go. It is. This is Brian Stelter talking about what they have, the watchers, how it actually works when they remove certain things.
Facebook relies on a combination of algorithms, employees, and users to flag posts that violate its rules. Algorithms are better at spotting some things than others. In the case of, say, nudity, their systems know what to look for and can remove it fairly quickly. But a murder or a rape, well, those can look very different from one video to another. And it likely takes a user actually reporting the video as inappropriate and then waiting for it to be reviewed by Facebook before it gets taken down.
There you go. It's not easy. Somebody's going to have to report it. And by the time they get to it, it may take an hour, 2 hours or so. And some people, and here's the thing, if nobody reports the thing, because we are very cynical SOBs, what are you going to do? Right? What are you going to do? Horrible situation. Disgusting that it was up. Horrible that people use this medium and these mediums across the board with social media to do these kind of things. But this is the world we live in right now. And there are responsibilities out there for industries. I work in radio. I do 5 hours of radio a day. Sometimes in life in radio, people will drop a word you're not supposed to. Happens. You know what? There's a responsibility. We have Phil. Producer Phil is quick on the draw when he listens or pays attention. Very rarely. But we have Phil.
Are you talking to me?
But it happens. You know, yeah, no, so I'm not. I'm sorry, Steve. Thanks so much. But it happens. But when you give people these responsibilities, some people are going to abuse them. That's what happens. Some people abuse them because there's this want for infamy and fame. Hey, let's have something fun here. Let's do our urban word of the day.
It's time for the urban word of the day, fam.
What? Right now?
Time to get a little more hip on the streets.
I can't understand a word you're saying.
Urban word of the day.
Now, this urban word of the day, I think, is a very good word. It's a timely phrase that you may see on your text messages or your kids may when you're flipping through their phones when you know you're not supposed to be. And you'll see it on their text message and you think, what in God's name is this? SSDGM? That's a weird thing. Is that some sort of weird sexual thing? Huh? No, it's not, kids. It means stay sexy, don't get murdered. Translation, a creeper's following you around places, maybe even being stalked. You'll tell your friend, hey, man, SSDGM, stay sexy, don't get murdered. You can use it in all kinds of sentences. And I mean that for each and every one of you tonight. And always, I want you listeners of the Chad Benson Show to stay sexy, don't get murdered. That's your urban word of the day.
Thank you for saying that in dated urban slang so that I'll understand you.
That there was the urban word of the day. We damn stretched your cranium.
So, they caught Steve Stevens, still a horrible name for us. They caught him. He was getting McDonald's. And apparently, the McDonald's people had tipped him off, or somebody had tipped him off that he was at a McDonald's. The police asked them to delay his order so they could get there. And I was telling Anthony and producer Phil, I don't know if I have the wherewithal of the balls to ask somebody making $9 an hour to confront a man who posted a video not 36 hours earlier blasting somebody to death because he's mad over his girlfriend. And everybody's telling me he's armed and dangerous. And I'm asking some kid who's, quote unquote, fighting for 15 to, hey, if there's any way you can do us a solid and delay his order, that'd be super. Well, apparently somebody said, okay, we can do this. And so they told him, here, here's your nuggets. But your French fries are going to be a bit. He waited a little bit. Then he panicked, got suspicious, and he bounced. That's when the little pursuit happened. They did the pit stop maneuver, and then he took his own life. But it does goes to show you, kids, McDonald's fries are worth dying for. Oh, Chad, you're a horrible individual. A little bit. The Chad Benson Show Facebook, at Chad Benson Show Twitter. Chadbenson. You can text this show. 323-538-2423. 323-538-2423. Oh, we got so much. Did you see the thing today with Trump in Wisconsin? He's getting out there. He's doing what he does best. And it's getting in front of a crowd. It's stirring them up. It's talking about the things that we're going to touch on that. Very important race going on in the 6th District that may be a snapshot of things to come for Trump and the administration and the Republicans in 2018 if they don't get it together. The Chad Benson Show.
The Chad Benson Show.
Independent in thought and punk rock in life. It's the Chad Benson Show.
Game here looks very strong. And the last trackers we've seen over the last 48 hours have him at about 45, 46. So with a very strong GOTV turnout, we think it's within reach. This is the seat that sent Newt Gingrich to the House as Speaker. And this is the seat that sent Secretary Price to the President's administration.
That right there, Mayor Kasim Reed. Why is he helpful? Well, first of all, he's a Democrat. Secondly, a lot of Democrats are excited because the great white hope is arriving. I know. Talking about the 6th congressional district in Hotlanta, right? In Georgia. John Ossoff's his name, 30-year-old. Used to be a guy that worked in D.C. for a little bit. Filmmaker, got a bachelor's degree from Georgetown, master's from London School of Economics. Sharp guy. As Anthony said, good-looking guy. You need that. Well-spoken, good-looking kid, right? Celebs love him. Oh, he's dreamy. He's amazing. His girlfriend is studying to be a doctor. So, I mean, this guy is, this is, if you were to, the perfect politician start out, this is what you build right here. Wife going to be a doctor. They live together outside of the district. People are complaining about that. Well, he didn't even live in the district. I don't care about any of that stuff. None of that crap matters. Two things matter here. It's a very red district. Newt Gingrich, Tom Price. Price just left. Health and Human Services Secretary. That's what he's become. He's vacated this seat. The seat is now up for grabs. I don't know. He's like 18 people running for it. If he gets over 50%, he wins. If not, there's a runoff. He's sitting in the mid-40s. We'll find out today. Again, little stuff. The bigger picture here, all right? That's micro. Let's go macro. Stuff, why it matters. We're not 100 days into Trump's administration, and already there's a crack in a little bit of the armor when it comes to the Republicans. Think about this for a second. If they're having trouble getting things done when they have the presidency, they have the House, they have the Senate, they have the groundskeepers, they have the janitors, they have everything they've ever dreamed of and wanted. If they're having trouble now, what's it going to be like if this is the first in a domino effect that, let's just say, in the next 18 months, we look back and go, now he doesn't have that. And it's just a giant stagnant standstill of nastiness, infighting. It's ridiculous. But president promised things. President promised a lot of stuff, as do all presidents in this day and age, and as do all politicians. They're just a small piece of the wheel, right? They're a spoke in a wheel with a lot of spokes. But it is something to look at. Again, I don't care about who he is, the micro, he's the great white hope. None of that stuff matters. What matters is we're not 100 days in. A seat that was once held by the likes of Newt Gingrich and Tom Price, uber conservative men in a very uber conservative area, could be becoming not so uber conservative.
I think I represent a lot of people right now. I'm fed up with the GOP and with Donald Trump, and I am happily voting for John Ossoff today.
By the way, I do not believe that any man can make her happy. I'm just letting you guys know that, right? She's only been there for a few months, so you already, it's like, I'm done. But I think this isn't so much a referendum on Trump, this one right here, as it is the GOP in general. She said it right there because they failed. But let's look at this, right? Couple quick things here. Healthcare, all the time in the world prepare, didn't get it sorted out. Tax reform, we're hearing today, it may not be done by August. We may be looking towards the end of the year, if not early next year. That's not a good sign. Reforms, they're still muttering along there. A lot of stuff, kids. A lot of promises made, and the wheels of government not only turn slowly, sometimes they just don't turn at all. That's why this, again, don't look at the micro, don't care who he is, don't care what he's about, don't care any of those things. Look at the macro of him taking the seat points to what may be a situation down the road that could be very bad for the Republicans and for Trump in his final 2 years of his first, maybe his first 4 years, or maybe just the only 4 years. Something to think about. We move from there to Wisconsin. Well, for sure, Trump was in Wisconsin today, and the theme was America.
I'm proud to announce that we are about to take bold new steps to follow through on my pledge to buy American and hire American.
America. Phil, did he sound like he had a weird accent to start that thing off?
A little bit, but it's so hard to tell sometimes. When he's reading from something, it really sounds strange.
He is horrible at reading. We've got to figure it out. You know what I would do at this point in time with him? Is I would get somebody to, let's put something in his ear, right? And work on that. And he didn't have to read that stuff anymore. And he could just kind of, somebody can recite it to him, right? Cyrano de Bergerac. Let's go with de Bergerac. Have somebody whisper something. He's just horrible when he reads. But today it's about buying American. This is when Trump does well, right? This is when Trump does well. He gets out to the people. He sees the people. He talks about it. He gets amongst them. This is what they like. This is why he is what he is, right? That you know, as everybody called him, I guess, it was the lunch pail billionaire. A guy that you felt you could resonate with a little bit. A guy who you could talk to. You could sit down and have a beer. Hey, what's going on? That's the kind of guy he is. And now he's doing what he does, which is let's buy American, let's do American, let's do all of these things.
A tax reform plan to make our industry more competitive and also to provide a level playing field for our workers.
Well, yeah, level playing field. There's a lot of things. Again, geopolitics, man. People wondered last week why Trump did an about-face on a few things with China. Obviously, North Korea is the big, big thing there. Trade is huge. Lots of stuff that go on there. That, you know, I mean, there was an op-ed today about North Korea yesterday in one of the publications in China, talking about how it's kind of time for Kim Jong-un, the dangerous dwarf, to leave. And his time has come. You have to deal with the fact that you're going to have to give and take and do these kind of things. And sometimes it's not going to be a level playing field, but you're going to be getting other things out of it. Right? But I understand what he's saying there. Again, jobs, jobs, jobs. If people have jobs, and if he's able to eliminate the likes of Assad and get rid of the likes of Kim Jong-un, which for a long time, the Kim family has been in charge. And if he's able to do that, it's a winner, winner, chicken dinner. It is. I like what he's trying to do. I understand what he's trying to do. I think we should all understand what he's trying to do. America first, buy American, hire American. Doesn't always work out that way. Sometimes you can't find the people to fill the needs that you have, whether it's high tech or whether it's, you know, picking stuff. You can't. When it comes to the government, he's about, hey, this is what we should be doing.
When the federal government buys, bills, or funds a project, domestic goods and products should be used.
Yeah. I don't have a problem with that. Right? Now, what you're going to say is you're going to drive the price up. Are you really going to drive the price up? And with the massive amounts of money that we waste in this country, are you really that worried about driving the price up X amount of dollars? We waste so much money in this country. Yeah, you should be looking for buy American first, right? You have a chance to have American steel. Why not buy American steel? That should be number one. Hey, the rest of the world does that. Why shouldn't we?
The policy of our government is to aggressively promote and use American-made goods and to ensure that American labor is hired.
America! Again, when you can. You can't always do that. But when you can, you should. Got zero problems with that. But this is when Trump's at his best. Trump's at his best when he's in front of people. Trump's at his best when he can feed off their energy. Trump's at his best when he can look at them and say, this is what we need to do. And I think Trump's trying to do that. I think he thought this job would be a little bit easier. Again, we talked about it last week. We touched on it. He's a results guy, not an ideologue. It's about results. He wants results. He wants to see people get back to work. He wants to see this country move in the direction that he thinks it should go because he thinks it's not great. I have news for you. It's great. Can it be greater? Of course. But it's still the greatest nation on earth. But this is when Trump's at his best. So we'll see. We'll see what happens. Text the program 323-538-2423, 323-538-2423. Gentleman, text in, or a gentlewoman, if you will. Hillary, worst Democrat candidate since Carter, got 44% in the Georgia district against Trump. Not as red district as it once was. Atlanta has too much Yankee and liberal infusion, even in the suburbs. Yeah, I think that's true. They've said they've abandoned the rural aspect throughout Georgia and are now focusing in on the urban and suburbia, if you will, for part of that. But still, I mean, Tom Price won this pretty handily. Trump wasn't the greatest candidate of all. But, man, it's interesting. Did you see that book that's coming out about why Hillary lost? This book is so interesting. And I don't get into these things. I really rarely read this stuff because it's always he said, she says, and weird people. But this is, it's called Shattered, Inside Hillary Clinton's Doomed Campaign. That night, she called Trump, congratulated him. People wanted her to go out there, and she says, no, 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 I don't want to do that. I can't. She was destroyed. Then the minute she got off the phone with Trump, she called President Obama, and she apologized for losing. That's got to be tough, man. That's got to, you know. And they said in the book, essentially inside the book, is they never had a message. There was no one resonating message. And Trump had a message over and over again. He had quick sticking points. Jobs, fix the border, fight terrorism. Winner. Jobs, fix the border, fight terrorism. Boom. You knew what his message was. 844-DIG-CHAT, 844-344-2423. Chat at chadbensonshow.com. You could text the program, 323-538-2423, 323-538-2423. Alex Jones, I want to touch on this in a little bit because I get a lot of Alex Jones listeners who hate me because I'm not cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs. I want to touch on what's going on and the stuff that people are hearing, and it just goes to show you that, you know what, do your own homework, all right? Plus, we've got a dog that fought a cat. Different kind of cat, though. Chad Benson Show.
If you like talk radio like Chad Benson likes his meals, you've come to the perfect place for takeout.
We sabotaged the North Korea strike.
I don't want to comment on it.
Okay, what happens if North Korea launches another missile?
We'll find out.
Trump today, Fox and Friends. Did you sabotage it? Maybe. I don't know. None of your business. What's that mean? Maybe we didn't do a damn thing, but as far as North Korea goes, we put it in their mind that maybe we sabotaged, because we have in the past, along with others, sabotaged some of their stuff. That's how we roll. We could be that way, because we're crazy. 844-DIG-CHAT, 844-444-2423. Chat at chadbensonshow.com. You can check us out there. And, of course, text the program, 323-538-2423. Pine Top, Arizona. Don, what's happening?
Hey, how you doing, Chad? Love your show.
Doing great, brother.
As far as North Korea goes, I think I am glad that Trump is putting China's nose to the grindstone on that, because, you know, China either, it's one of two things. They either don't want to deal with North Korea, or they like what they're doing, or they don't know what to do. And I think they'd like North Korea. And I think we need to force them to go in and take care of the problem and get rid of this guy, because I think China really uses North Korea to blackmail us.
You know what? I'm going to be honest with you, Don. I don't think China does like it. I think it's a pain in the ass. I think China's coming out of the archaic age of communism by seeing the failures through the Soviet Union and how they fell apart and all the other things that have happened in China. And I think they look and they think, man, this can't work and this guy's nuts, but he's an ally.
And they need to go in
and
there.
And it's like, and you know, it's your brother, right? It's your little brother. It's you can't turn against him, not in that way. I think China wants to come out of this archaic communistic society and the way that they once ruled, and they've now come to modern society, and I don't think they want any part of it. It used to be fun 15 years ago. It used to be fun 10 years ago. They've got an economy now, and the world and them are joined together at the hip, and they know that as they go and the economy goes, it's good. If it falters, they got 500 million people that are ready to turn against this government. They don't want that anymore, so they know they got to get a handle on it. The problem is, what do you do if you're China? Because it's that little brother of yours. And you don't turn your back on family. So you got to figure out a way to do this in a political way, or you got to take him out altogether and make it look like an accident. That's the issue.
Exactly. That's the key right there.
Yeah, it is. Appreciate your call, man. Thanks so much. You know what? I don't believe for an instant that China likes any part of this. I think China, at one time, it was because he's very rogue. He doesn't listen to them. Dad didn't listen to them. Grandfather thumbed his nose at their face. But it was, you know, it was okay because they were in a similar scenario, a similar situation, and how the rest of the world feels. But now they've come out of this wilderness and they've opened up to the world. They've become a massive mega power when it comes to finance, obviously the second strongest economy. They're the second strongest military might and nation in the world. And they don't want to be number 5, number 10, or dare I say, 100th anymore. They like what they have, and they realize to sustain the things they have to do better. And the rest of the world, not just us, is putting pressure on them to handle this, to deal with this. Will it happen? I believe so. I believe at some point in time, China and the way that Trump is dealing with China and everything as far as trade, putting the pressure on there, as far as, hey, maybe loosening up a little bit as far as his tough talk on trade and import taxes and all this kind, I think he's using that tremendously well. The worry for Trump was he didn't have any understanding about the rest of this crap, right, outside of his home country, and that he was going to look like an idiot. But all of a sudden here, it's becoming showtime, and he stepped up to the plate when it comes to world affairs. Inside of the country and inside of his own party, he's having bigger problems. I wouldn't be surprised if by the end of the year, there's some sort of regime change inside of Pyongyang. Don't be surprised. The Chad Benson Show Facebook, at Chad Benson Show Twitter, ChadBensonShow.com. Chad at ChadBensonShow.com. You can text the program, 323-538-2423, 323-538-2423. Check us out on the old Facebook, always, Chad Benson Show, and go to ChadBensonShow.com. Anthony works hard at it. Check it out. The Chad Benson Show.
This is the Chad Benson Show.